Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey everyone, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Rachel Roberts.
And we are here with devastating news.
It's a sad day. I hope you're all prepared, sitting down preferably.
Shannon Bedore and David Bedore have separated.
Officially.
I was so upset when I read this news, and not because it's totally unexpected. The writing has sort of been on the wall watching this season of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
You can't see me, but I'm nodding. I'm nodding.
However, this is the last thing Shannon wanted, and that's why I'm so sad for her.
That is exactly how I feel. I was like, I think this is going to be good for them. I think that she'll end up being a happier person. David, I think, is ready to move on. But I know that this is going to kill Shannon.
Is it okay now for me to fully not like David Bedore?
I think so.
Because before, I've always...
Sorry, I just lifted my hand because never say never, they're not divorced.
Right. Okay. I mean, so just take it with a grain of salt, but I don't really like David Bedore anymore.
No, continue.
She released a statement. Should we read it?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Megan.
It's heartbreaking for me and my daughters that this is the road that had to be taken, but it's the only way.
Ugh.
I felt alone in my marriage. You can do what you can to keep your family together, but you have to have willing parties.
Ugh. Every word's like a knife, and it just gets deeper.
You need two people to make a marriage work, and that just wasn't happening in our relationship.
50 negative thoughts a day.
What the fuck, David? That means you really dropped the ball on this one.
Seriously. And so basically she's saying, I'm in it. I'm still willing.
She did everything. She did the crystals. She did the therapy. She did the incantation that she told us about in her interview on the podcast
right.
to get him to come back when he left her initially.
Do you think she's going to do it again?
I think she's done now.
Well, but they're separated. They're not getting a divorce. That's two different things.
I know, but for her to make a public statement... As opposed to when he initially left the home, you know, and that was very hush-hush.
Right, right.
So all of this is coming out now in part, I think, because right now the reunion is filming. Mm-hmm. And our very own Crystal Puccio, who we've heard from before on the podcast, will be talking to us next week's episode.
About being there.
About being there and everything that she witnessed.
So basically, we found out because Crystal messaged me and Megan being like, oh my God, you guys, Shannon and David are separated. And we both lost our minds. I lost my mind. And I stood up and no one was at their desks for some reason. And I was like, I have no one. Oh my God. I'm panicking alone. It was not fun. I needed some lemons. I needed to put them in a bowl. There was none to be found. It really hit me how really sad I am just now for her because it's like all season we've seen her relationship with David kind of maybe affect her relationship with her friends. And it's like if she's not happy there, she's now separated from David. It just is like – I just feel so bad for her.
Yeah. Possible silver lining, we'll get to see single Shannon and she'll be thriving.
She will, of course, be thriving. I can only imagine the different I was going to say, like, languages she'll be going out with.
Holy night! And school it!
Yeah.
Ugh. Needless to say, Rachel and I are just hanging on by a thread right now. Please tweet us your comments. You can tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish, or reach out to us personally. I'm at Meg Segura.
I'm at Rachie Robb on Twitter and Suspiciously Small on Instagram. But Shannon, we're thinking about you. Our hearts are with you. And we hope you're doing okay.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.